The leaders of most of Iraq's ethnic and political factions pledged this week to develop a democracy, the first in their country's history. But transforming Iraq into a democracy will not be easy. It's troubled by serious ethnic and religious differences, and in recent decades experienced one of the world's most repressive dictatorships. Fareed Zakaria is the author of The Future of Freedom, a book about democracy and modernism. Zakaria says building a democracy takes time.
If you look at Bosnia, Kosovo, Cambodia, Mozambique, all the places we've tried to build functioning democracies, it takes years, 5 to 7 years at the very least.
What's it been, a decade in the Balkans, isn't it?
It's been a decade in the Balkans, and there are no signs that we'll be able to leave anytime soon.
And of course, Afghanistan.
And in Afghanistan, I think what we've found is that by trying to limit our exposure, we have actually crippled the possibilities for democracy. We prosecuted the war against the Taliban very effectively. We continued to prosecute the war against Al-Qaeda. But when it came to nation building, we tried to do it on the cheap. We insisted that we would only provide security in Kabul. We would not try to disarm the warlords. We would not help in the creation of a national administration that had reached throughout the country. And as a result, the man who has become president of Afghanistan, pro-Western reformist Hamid Karzai, is effectively the mayor of Kabul. And so the chances for Afghan democracy are considerably less than they were now. Some good things are happening there, but we have missed a great opportunity in Afghanistan.
And you say the most successful new democracies followed a pattern, establishment of capitalism, then the rule of law, and then democratic elections. How does Iraq fit into that pattern?
If we do Iraq right, I think it's very important in the first few years to get some of these basic institutions established and functioning, the courts, the market economy, figure out what to do about the oil industry, figure out how to share power among the various regions. What will the Shia get? What will the Sunnis get? What will the Kurds get? We need to do all that before we begin the elections, which are, if you will, the raw political contest, because we need to first establish what the rules of the game are before we let the system pick the winners. When we've done it the other way around, as has been done in Africa for the last decade, it doesn't work out so well because somebody gets elected and then, guess what, they have no interest in the rule of law. They have no interest in court systems. They want to pack the courts with their friends, oppress minorities. So it's very important, it seems to me, to get that sequence right, to build the institutions first and then and only then hold the elections.
You argue that oil wealth can hinder the development of democracy in the Middle East. Why is that?
Well, Vice President Cheney says that oil is going to be the great salvation of Iraq. It's going to make democracy easier to build. Actually, it's going to be the opposite. Oil, if you look around the world, has been a curse in terms of building democracy. There is, with the exception of Norway, not a single oil democracy in the world. If you have treasure in your soil, you don't need to do the hard work of modernizing your country, creating a framework of laws, creating the kinds of institutions and policies that create a middle class, that create law and order. And when you don't modernize your economy, you're not modernizing your society either. You're not going through the whole process that in the West or in East Asia you had to go through to get to a modern society. And so you end up with a feudal society that just happens to have a lot of money. Venezuela, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia. You look around the world, most of the oil-rich countries have very sad, dysfunctional political systems. And unless Iraq is very careful about how it manages its oil wealth, it is likely to follow a similar pattern.
Fareed Zakaria is editor of Newsweek's International Edition and author of The Future of Freedom.